Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
I just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Well, that's cool. We got Kids of the Week live in studio. Nicely done here by Vivian and Joe getting this set up, right?
I know.
Normally, we can't coerce these knuckleheads to come up and come into this
hour. They look like they've showered this morning. Their hair looks good. They look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
That's a disappointment for you, I know, when Dave and I come in unshowered. Yeah. It's Kid of the Week time, and I want to introduce our three superstars here. Let's start at the opposite end with Anthony Hartman. Anthony!
Hi.
What's up, dude?
Not much.
How old are you?
I'm 10.
10 well, years
I'm
old.
11.
Wait, you don't know?
No.
Are you 10 or 11? 11.
Did
are you trying to hide from the law? Why don't you know your age?
Did you just have a birthday?
It was May 20th.
All right, well, it's okay. It's all right. Also here is Philip Baker. Philip, you like Phil? Philip, what do you like?
Anything's fine.
No, you tell me. What do you like? Philip? Philip, okay. Yeah. And how old are you?
I'm 12.
And how old is Anthony?
Anthony is 11.
That's right. That's exactly right. So far, you're a big winner. And Brett Hannafin. Hannafin or Hannafin?
Hannafin.
Hannafin is here. And do you prefer Brett or Brett? Probably Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you?
11.
You're a big dude, man. Is there a height in your family? Because you're going to be about 8 feet tall when you quit growing.
My dad's 6'3".
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, so you guys invented something called scoot knees. Of the three of you, who would you say is a spokesperson? Don't be modest. You're going to go with this?
Yeah.
All right, tell everybody what scoot knees are, because actually our friend Anthony has them on.
Well, scoot knees are like roller skates, but they're for your knees.
All right. So I'm thinking roller skates, roller blades, right?
Yeah.
Because for old people, stop looking at me. For old people, roller skates look a little different. They're a little wider, but these look like roller blades, right? The thin wheels? Thinner wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you put them on your knees, and then what happens?
You try and get a running start, and then you just go on your knees. And
drop your knees?
Yeah.
And go flying.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dave, picture, if you will, because I just got back from Prague, right?
Right.
A European soccer match.
Mm-hmm.
A goal is scored, and the guy that scores a goal like flies across the pitch, the field,
right.
Drops to his knees and slides.
Slides, right.
Except in this case, if he's got scoot knees on, he's going all the way from Prague to Budapest.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's not going to be able to stop.
And I'm also picturing you on these.
Yeah.
You take the running start.
Yeah.
You're on your knees.
Yeah.
And you go do a face plant.
I don't think so. I don't think you have enough faith in me. You're thinking of the part where I dive to my knees and then immediately have to go into the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the part you're thinking.
Who came up with this idea, guys?
It was me and Brett.
Oh, cool. How did you come up with it?
We were coming from home from hockey one day, and my dad was talking about how he used to do street hockey, and they had these shin pads where you could slide on the ground. And we thought, what if we made that an actual thing? And made those rollerblades for your knees.
Scoot knees.
Listen, and so amazing. They actually listened to their father, too. They were listening to his story.
When dads all over, and dads driving to work now, I don't know this, when dads are doing glory days and they're talking about the old days, right? You just nod your head and smile as a kid. And if something good comes out of that, that's great. Other than just patting your dad on the head. Because it's a cool story. And look what it's created. It's created a business for you guys. So can you actually buy these now?
Not yet, but
what if we gave you money? Like we said, we'd like Anthony's. I'm kidding. But you're trying to turn this into something, right? Where you could actually sell these?
Yeah.
Okay. Have your friends tried them?
Some of them.
Yeah.
I would think once they see you guys do this, they'd want to jump all over it.
I just saw Anthony in the hallway doing it. I tell you, he's fast. It's really fast. How do you stop?
I like
go on one for like a split second and then hop back up to my feet.
So yeah, I want to know. I want to know. Do you guys, can you do tricks on them? And then are you going to be able to do other things like play hockey? Like, are you going to do games with these on too?
Well, like scootin' hockey. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So you can kind of do like street hockey on them, or like, do you know what shinny is?
Yeah, sure.
It's like,
because you have to have short sticks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can do maybe tricks on them, but...
But right now, with your moms in the room, you'd like to say you would never do anything to endanger yourselves or others.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Philip, chime in here, man. You were part of the genius behind this.
Yes.
So what's the coolest thing about these?
I think the coolest thing about them is they're really fun, and you can do... like a thousand different things with them. They're not
just finding out more stuff every day.
Yes.
Okay. And Anthony, it seems like you're the test bunny for these. Like, you're the guy that's out there doing all this stuff. Are you spending most of your time on these scootinies while these guys watch and make all the money?
So I usually make the scootinies.
Oh. So you're the mad scientist too.
Yeah.
And when you say make them, what do you do?
So, like, the first time we made them, the first prototype, it took, like, maybe 2 or 3 hours to make because we didn't have, like, a clear idea of what to do. So
we're going to have to get those production times down, by the way, but that's another meeting. So you take parts of rollerblades as they exist, or do you order the separate parts?
Yeah, parts of rollerblades as they exist.
Okay. Dave, I'm going to go to you on this.
Well, I think you... These guys ought to go on Shark Tank. I mean, have you thought about that? Have you talked that over?
You guys know what Shark Tank is?
Yeah.
There's a kid version of that, isn't there? Or there was.
There was.
They did try. Yeah. But yeah, you guys could be sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
Here.
You need a business plan.
Yeah. So we've talked about it, and we did our Winnetka one. It was called the Winnetka Idea Tank.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neat. Cool.
Yeah. And we won that.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. All right. Well, here's what I want to do. We got a break for traffic. We come back. Jay, I'd like you to do some live reporting. Okay? So I want you to go to the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a microphone set up in the hallway, but go to the hallway because we've got this cool building here in the 18th floor in particular. And you do, and Dave, you go out there too. And you guys go out there and do a live play-by-play and commentary of how we're doing with Anthony on the scootinies.
Okay, smooth
won't
moves.
We need a microphone?
No, I'm saying on the phone. You probably have to call into the
phone.
Literally, this is what will happen.
What's the number?
If we can't hook this up with a microphone quickly enough, at the other side of the break, we're going to use you guys on your cell phones to call a satellite in outer space to beam back down here so we can talk to you when you're literally 25 feet from me.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I am super stoked.
Live demonstration of scootinies. When can people get more information on these? Because there's people right now clamoring. They're just going, I want these. I want them. What are we going to do? Do we have a timeline?
We have a website.
Oh, you do? What is it?
Scootinies.com.
I can't believe that wasn't taken. Scootinies, okay.
Well, it was taken.
What?
It was taken by someone in our, in Winnetka, where we live.
No way. So somebody heard about your product and they held the domain name?
Yep.
Do we know who that creep was?
Yes.
Okay, don't name them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all be part of the litigation. Scootinies and scootinies.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's great to meet you guys.
It's great to meet you, too.
You going to school today?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Well, what do you got? You got to, just if you get into trouble because you're late for school, just tell them Mr. Cochran at WGN held us up too long.
Better write him a note.
Mm. I don't think you write notes anymore, do you?
Nah,
you send emails.
Yeah, just give me a teacher's cell phones. I'll text them. But out to the hallway with you three. Okay. Unless you have something else, you want to say something else. You want to say hi to anybody? You want to suck up to anybody? You want to tell the favorite teacher how much you love them because you didn't get your papers done? Anything like that? No.
I don't think so.
No.
No. Sup, everybody.
Okay. Good. No girls out there that you want to say hi to?
Nope.
Okay. You wouldn't
that
tell
was
me.
A quick no.
They're
you wouldn't
not there
tell
yet.
Me if there were. And what about you, Anthony? You're the quiet genius over there. Do you want to add anything?
Not really.
Okay, you just want to get back in the lab. Yeah. All right, guys. To the hallway with you. And we'll come back. Dave. And is it still G, by the way?
Yeah, who knows?
G will be calling this live scrutiny demonstration from the hallway next on 720 WGN. This is your typical scrutiny music. Joe is a scrutiny veteran, one of the originators. So, Joe, am I describing this enough so people get this visually? They basically strap rollerblade bottoms, the wheels, whatever that's called, onto your knees, get a good running start, drop to your knees, and let it go. You're just flying, right?
Yep, find a hill. I think that would help, too. Find a hill.
Yeah, enjoy your knees while you can, kids.
It actually hurts me thinking about doing it.
Yeah, me too.
Is Vivian going to get some video of this as well that we can post?
For sure.
All right, excellent. So let me know when the microphone's set up and we can go there and where I'm going to get it. And we'll start with legendary sportscaster and sports director of WGN, Dave Enick. Good morning, Dave.
Steve, can you hear me? I'm actually in the WGN radio studios and getting ready for this outstanding event. I'm here alongside Ji-Suk Yee. We're live from WGN radio right now.
Yeah, Ji-Suk Yee here, sideline reporter, ready to report.
All right, so are we going to do this from the ramp? There's a ramp of sorts that goes from what amounts to a WGN a kitchenette kind of thing up to where the studios are. Is that the chosen path?
No, we've decided to go for a longer path, Steve, actually in front of the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
It's great. It's not carpeted, so it's a perfect type of surface that will work well with the four wheels. Each knee has about four wheels on each contraption. Pretty amazing.
Let me bring in the experts here and find out, what do you guys think of the track that we have set up here?
I think it's pretty good. It's a pretty good track, I feel like. Not, like, really short.
Right.
And also, there's no carpet that will slow him down.
Right, there's no carpets. That's the key. So Anthony is ready, Steve.
All right, now, in all the years of you calling the greatest sports events in Chicago, and gee, in all your years of covering extreme sports that we know you from, have you ever seen anything like this?
Nothing like this in particular, because Anthony is the mad scientist that actually put this prototype together, and now he is actually demonstrating how it works.
All right, so whenever you're ready, Dave, take it away.
All right, Anthony, you're all set on the count of three, two, one, let it rip. And here is Anthony cruising past the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
All I see is a head going by. It's just a head going by.
And he covers the distance in record time, a gold medal performance.
Yeah,
Anthony, how are you feeling after that performance? Really good. What sort of method were you using? I saw that there was a little bit of movement with the knees, ins and outs, kind of.
So, like, when you push out, you go forward a little bit more, and when you push back in, you go forward more. So if you keep repeating that, you get faster.
What are your emotions right now?
Happy.
Yeah. I would say top speeds of about 25 miles per hour. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, easy. Easy.
And, Dave, was anyone injured during our scrutiny demonstration?
Well, we won't have the injury report till later in the week, but I think everybody is in one piece.
Definitely lower body.
It's a very, very safe prototype. Now, we don't recommend it for you, Steve, because your knees aren't so good.
Yeah, no, this is not something that's going to catch on in a senior citizen home anytime soon. But for kids, this is beyond cool. You're always looking for something new to do. You're always looking for some way to change up what you have into something even cooler. I think they've really hit on something here.
I think this is great. This looked like so much fun. I really want to do it, but I don't want to take Anthony's scrutinies away.
Well, Anthony's scrutinies can actually fit Dave, so we're going to do that next, okay?
All right, so if Dave's not in here for the 705 sports, we'll know that he, in fact, was injured.
I think we're gonna leave well enough alone here. Anthony did great.
All right, so get a team photo. Thank you, guys. Do your sign-off.
Okay, reporting live from outside the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in the hallways of WGN Radio, Ji-Suk Yee.
Sideline reporter extraordinaire.
And I'm Dave at WGN Sports.
Well, I mean, that's pretty unique coverage. Super Joe, has there ever been anything done, not just in WGN history, but in radio history involving scootneys?
No, there's been nothing like that, you know, and I wouldn't contain it to just radio. This is
television
ever on internet,
TV, you anything. Name it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're groundbreaking here, but those guys are the real pioneers, right? They're going to be remembered for hundreds of years to come, the scootney inventors. Don't you see, like, Anthony, like, they're always going, all right, Anthony, we don't know if this is going to work, because the other two are the bigger kids. We don't know if this is going to work. Slap them on your
just give them a try.
Go for a run.
Here we go. Yeah. A little Velcro.
I'm already thinking about trying scoot forehead, where you would strap rollerblade wheels to my forehead. I would run and dive on my forehead and see how fast I could go.
I'm definitely for that. Yeah. And we'll get multiple cameras.
Be a lot of fun. You're going to need multiple cameras.